Yesterday, my dad was born in San Louisiana. He got in over here to Texas. He was county commissioner here for 24 years in Precinct 3.
Yes,
my mother was born in Richmond, Texas, and she went to Galveston, and just luckily she was away from Galveston when they had the 1900 storm, which she lost 18 of her relatives in Galveston. Then,
which hunter is that?
Richmond is not too far from Galveston.
Richmond, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Richmond. And she happened to be away from Galveston at the time that the hurricane hit, but she lost 18 of her immediate relatives. Then they eventually moved to Port Arthur, Texas, eventually down to Sabine Pass in about 1917. And my grandfather purchased his home from Captain Carey, who was one of the original Sabine pilots.
Okay.
And they kept this home and the family ever since. My wife and I are the only one living here right now. I have one daughter and two little grandchildren. And we've been here all our life. I was born and reared in this house. The only time I ever left was when I was in the service in World War II. I was in the 8th Air Force, as I told you before, and I flew 35 missions over Germany. And good Lord was with me, and we came back.
Yes, sir.
But this town has a lot of history behind it. We celebrated our 100th year in 1936. So you can take it from there and figure how old this town is. And as I said, there's a lot of people down here that's older than I am, been here longer than I have, but I don't say they was born and reared in this little town.
Yeah.
But
when you came up, can you tell me a little about the town, like what they had here in the way of schools and things like that?
Right. We've always had a real good little school system here. Of course, when I went to school here, our school burned down in my senior year. In fact, I finished high school in 1940, and I was the first class to graduate in this present school building right here today, because our school burned. And we had seven people in our class. There was five girls and two boys, and the other boy was a valedictorian, I salutatorian, and he was killed in World War II on a submarine.
Yeah.
And let's see, I'd say that there's six of us out of the graduating class still alive today. And that was in 1940 we finished right here.
Yes.
And
Sabine Pass used to be a lot larger town than it is now.
That's right, exactly. At one time, they'd say it was around 20,000 people here. And right here where this house is located, this is what my people tell me, that they had another two-story home that was washed away when one of those hurricanes came in.
Yeah.